We're holding some chesam beis in the Ran. We're holding where the Ran says v'chitema hani mili av the odif. So it's the last seven words on a line, and I would put it at about 20 lines up. So he's addressing a thought. Which started three lines before that we could argue the following, that in a case where it was Shema Avia and Hefer, and the Baal did not hear about it until the father died, the halachas in that case, the father died, so there's no din in Yisroel. So we, as far as we know, That we do not say Nisroikna Rishustabal is an across the board din. So the Ran is suggesting maybe not. Maybe it, once we're introducing this idea that when one of the two partners is Mefer, when the other one does not know about it, so since at this point in time the only one who knows about it is this one of the two people, either the father or the husband. So that weakens the netter tremendously, significantly, to the point which the Ran introduced an idea that you cannot transfer the netter over. It can't be passed. So maybe this halacha that it's not directly reshus to baal is because in that situation the netter had become very weakened. But in a case where the father wasn't mefer, where the netter is still strong, maybe the baal could get it. So that was his question. So he says, I'm going to prove to you that that's not true. Because by the father, where he does have the power of Nisraikna, we do not differentiate. So you're saying by the Baal, there may be sometimes he gets it, sometimes he doesn't. Depending on whether it's weak or it's strong, we see by the case where the father receives the Rishos back, we don't differentiate. So we see that somebody who has the power of receiving the hafora back, we don't differentiate between whether it's iklash or not. So if by the baal, there's one scenario with a case where it's iklash, you're saying that he can't be zoicha. So who would then, when it's all him, he can't be zoicha. That was the answer back to the question. So now the Ran is going to challenge. Maybe the answer is not a good answer. And maybe you can't prove from the Av that he can always be kaina, always get it back, that therefore the Baal, had he had the right to get it back, he'd always get it back. Maybe that's not true. The Chitema. Hanimili Av, the Odif. Yes, that's true by the father. We do not differentiate. And when he gets it back, he always gets it back. Of a Baal, the Goro. But the Baal, which we do know that the Baal is weaker. Matzino Amino, I could say. The Mishum Hai Iklu Shehud Lo Matzi Mefer. The reason why he can't get the Rishus back is because it was weakened. But the Eloi Kolish Klau, Matzi Mefer. Maybe by the Baal, who's weaker, in a scenario where it has not been weakened, the netter has not been weakened at all. The Baal could get it back. He only can't get it back in a case where the netter has been weakened to the point that it doesn't transfer back. So that's going to be your response back to my answer to your question. No, that response is Lemotzi Amar Tahachi. That's not true. The Ihai Iklusha to Kamarta Milsihi. If it would be true that we could differentiate between when the netter has been weakened or not, so that should affect the father as well. The Hachazidan B'Seifa, the Beisilo Amri, the Mishum, the Kolish Nidra, the Beisilo Av L'Motzi Mefer. So the Din of Iklushe does affect the father in certain scenarios. Therefore, if that would be true, um, Hilchach I b'shehefer echad mehem umeis. You know, that was a case of that it was the father heard it was mefer, and the Baal did not hear about it until the Baal died. So the Vesila says in that situation the father can't be mefer the part of the Baal, because once he was mefer, he weakened the netter, and then he cannot then receive it back. But now that's the case where the father remained alive and he wants to get the rishos back. What the rounds are discussing right now is a case which is that one heard and was mefer, and then that person died. The case of the base hill on some of Testament albums is that the father was mefer, then the Baal died. The case we're surrounding about right now is that let's say the father was mefer and then the father died, or the Baal was mefer and then the Baal died. And the question, does that weakening of the netter not allow it to transfer? What the case which we have over here is where the father was mefer, and now the father wants to get back the netter which he himself weakened. That's a different question than the Ram which is discussed right now, where it means the other person wants to get the netter which has been weakened. So if you're telling me that this swar of Iklusha is something, Hilcha I b'sheifer echem mehem umeis, well, history of Shein and Lishmoya and Xerah, where one was mefer, then he died before the second person had heard about it. Kolish Nidra, the nether is weakened, so therefore, if so, Kishama Baal Behafer, well, Hispiko Av Lishmoya, and then the Baal dies, Sehechi Motzi Av Mefer. So, why are you saying that at the end of the day that the father can mefer in that case? If the story of Iklusha is true, and we see that we do hold of it, Basila holds of it in certain scenarios, so why don't they hold of it in this scenario? So what do we have to say? So the answer is, so what's the difference between the two cases? The scenario over here is the father was made for, and the father stays alive, and now he's trying to get back the netter which he's already weakened, and his afora still stands because he's still alive. The scenario over here is that the person who was made for died, so that hafora becomes bottle, so it doesn't, you don't leave the netter being weakened that it can't transfer back to the other person. So therefore the fact that it's been weakened doesn't undermine the other person's power, so the father is able to get in that situation, because we don't have a problem of it's weakened that it can't transfer. And now if you tell me the Baal doesn't get in certain scenarios, why not? It must be the Baal has no power, period, to get it back. If you want to tell me that case where the father was made for without the Baal hearing about it, and then the father dies, that the Baal can't get it back, the director was just the Baal. So it can't be, so in that scenario, it's not because it was weakened that it doesn't transfer, because we're saying it's not weakened, because the four of the Av is bottle. So finished. So it can't be that the reason that case doesn't get it is because of that it's weakened, because that's not true. So what do we need the case for? It must be, the purpose of that case is that then the purpose of this case was not because only the scenario where it's weakened, but they're saying there's some element of the chiddush in this case is even. Right? So that Right, and that was the Ron was that was the Ron the Ron had been working with before. That maybe we should argue in that scenario where the father was Mefer and the Neder was weakened, that maybe the Baal could get it and be Mefer afterwards. Kamashal, even in that scenario, the Baal can't be Mefer. But who would the name of Shalom Hefer? We're saying if the father wasn't Mefer at all, so the Baal doesn't get it. But I would think maybe in the case of the father is Mefer that the Baal does get it. Even in that scenario, the Baal does not get it. But the other way around, don't say that the only reason why the father gets in that case is because the neder has been weakened. We started by Elapur, so there's only a little bit left, and that's why the father gets it. The generation, the Shema Baal, the Shosak, the Mace, the Likas, and the Klau, the Philohaki, Kimayas, the Baal, the Sorki, the Shos, Lab. See, in the case of the Baal had not been made for, and the Neder has not been weakened, the Neder passes back to the father.
What? The husband didn't hear.
Even the case with. I don't know what you're asking, see. Okay.
What happened?
He needs a whiteboard.
What?
He needs a whiteboard.
The father didn't hear
about it? The case was. The last case that the Ron is talking about,
yeah.
The father did not hear about it. And the Ron saying, don't think that the reason why the instruction was Shus La'av is because the Baal heard and was Mefer. Because we have clearly all the way in the ratio, even a case where the Baal was Shosak, and he wasn't Mefer, that it's instruction was Shus La'av. Okay.
Have we touched upon a question where the two hear on different days?
Well, that's these cases. Some of these cases include that. We have a case where that one did not hear about it until the other one died.
But that call could be all those events could be within an hour. And have we explicitly said that we about different days? The reason I ask is that the hafara lasts until the end of that day.
Well, that's not 100% correct. The hafora, the power of hafora, is given to the person to do it in the day that he hears.
Right.
But that the power to be mefer. But once he's mefer, the hafora lasts forever. Right. So the Baal hears about it on day one. And he's Mefer, and the father hears about it on day 10, and he's Mefer.
Have we stated that explicitly? That we're allowing for that?
Does the Gemara say it explicitly? No. From the Ron, it comes out like that.
Thank you.
What?
I mean, you have it from the Brisa says, the case of. Of Shama B'Shosach Umeis B'Yem Shal Acharav, the father can't be Mefer. Well, because since the husband died, and since he was Mekayim it, so the father can't get it back and be Mefer. Well, of course he can't be Mefer. You're saying he never can be Mefer in two different days. You see, even the fact that Brisa discusses the issue of Nisroikna. And saying since there was a shtika of the Baal to the end of the day, it acts as a hakama, and therefore there's no nisroikna after the hakama of the Baal. Indicates that the fact that they hear it through the days doesn't bother us.
Yes.
It's only because there was a hakama of the Baal in that scenario that there's no nisroikna. So it's clear in the Braisa that that's true.
Yes.
But the Braisa never, and that's not the point of this Braisa.
What Braisa?
Right.
This advice, right, so.
The Shtika answers.
And the husband was quiet the entire first day.
The Braisa has a case. Shama b'shasav kumeis b'yem shel acharam. Sen yochel l'hofer. So the father can't be made for, because you can't say this right there, because the Baal, by being shasav till the end of the day, acts as a hakama. There's no nisroikna after a hakama, right? For the first case in Samach Chesam Beis, Shama v'Kayim, Shama v'Shasik, Umei Shem Shal Acharav, Eni Yachal LaHofer. But it indicates clearly in the Braisa the fact that the father and the Baal here in Tudor Beis doesn't bother us. It's only in this scenario where there was a hakama of the Baal that it's a problem.
The hafara, is the hafara and the mafraya?
Is that four of them are framed in regards to being ochre and netter, Kilo, there was no netter, you mean?
Right, so let's say the woman made a netter about something, wasn't going to do something, she did it, and then a fara takes place. Is it the mafreya, so she actually didn't do anything, or
right.
Not the mafreya, there's an issue there.
So the hafara is only count the bond, not the mafreya. Hatara is the mafreya, but it's actually, we'll see that later on in the sugya. Okay. Shama Baal is talking about the hafer law. So his way of lishmash mace. So the baal was mafer. Then the father dies. So and about yochel the hafer. The Baal's power of Hafora requires Shutvis. So this case has a Kiddush greater than the case of the Shema via the Hefer law. Both cases, the Baal does not get Rishus. The father is dying. In scenario that was the case of the Bryce Toma right now, the Baal is made for, and then the father dies. The scenario which he's contrasting into is a case where the father is made for, and then the father dies. The Vishnu Mahasam. In the scenario where the father is mefer and the father dies, it does not go over to the Baal. Ikal meimer that he the beidna the hefer lo av. Havi hafarasa hafar ma'alya. At the time the father was mefer, the hafar was effective. We could say nitratuva and the nether has been weakened. When he's prior by El Porta and only there's only a little left. Kim lo hispik habal lishmoya. Because the Baal has not even heard about it yet. But once the father dies, the netter basically goes back to square one. Because when the father dies, his afar is bottle. Therefore, the netter is still totally in effect. So in that scenario where the netter is strong, now that the father has died, because the father's afar is bottle, but then the Baal, so therefore the Baal cannot be made for such a netter. But over here where the Baal is made for, and then the father dies, and the Baal who was made for is still alive. And his afar, like we've been arguing, in the case where he's made for solely when the other part has not even heard about it yet, so that afar is stronger. If the netter is weakened, and that Hafara remains true because the Baal's still alive. Therefore, I could have argued, given the Kodesh late, since the Neder has been weakened, but there's only a little bit left after the father dies. So maybe the Baal can be made for that. So he still can't be made for it. The father never really got a rishus over this matter because he never heard about it. The halo nirala was never presented to him. And Maklishi Lahunami Tuva, and the Neder has been weakened strongly, Dohefer La Baal, Vakati Ise, the Baal is made from the Baal still alive. For the Haki and Abal Yachal Lahafer, the mills of the Siktahi, Shenabal made for El Bashutras. But with all these arguments, but the Maisa, the Baal needs Shutras. Therefore, that's why the Bryce ends off with the Lashon Chenabal Mefer Ela Bashutvis, as opposed to, in this case, as opposed to Loini Sorek the Rishus the Baal. The Velon Lachet quote Loini Sorek the Rishus the Baal unquote Kitzoni Lehel. So why is he using the Lashon of Shutvis over here? Mishin the Bahu the Zocha Behen Av. The father had heard about it, and therefore he got rishus over the neder. And bitulei hafor delay, but then the hafor of the father is bottom when the father dies. Shach lemisni lo yisroikda. So therefore, use the lashon lo yisroikda. The mashon the zochem buav. The father had it. If lo yisroikda rishus the baal, it doesn't go back to the baal. Lo yisroikda rishus. Abhalcha av lo yisroikda klal. The father never heard this neder, so in a certain sense, the father never got any rights over the neder. The hafor of the baal ikalamemer lo yiftel, and the father for the hafor of the baal is not undermined. Keep lo yimait. He's still alive. That's why we stress the point is not so much Nisroikta, the point is the Baal needs Shutvis, which he doesn't have. Okay, so we have in the Braisa up to this point Arba Bavi, four cases, four sets. Trey ben Yisroikna Rishus La'av Utrey Belon Yisroikna Belon Yisroikna Rishus Tabal. So, and Mechalchara Shmina Rebusa can appreciate Ethan as a Kiddush because Hidral Ketana the Hu, and they're presented in the order of Nisroikta, Bolon Nisroikta, Nisroikta, Bolon Nisroikta. Can nearly Pirusha the Hanach Babi. So that's how I understand the Brisa up to this point. Now, Zatran Weiter, Shama Avia Vehefer Law, well, he's speaking about the Shmaya Ad Shemais, Kaiser Abba Mefer Chalko Shabbat. So the father was already Mefer, then the Baal dies, the father is Mefer the remainder, according to Bisham, but it's according to Bissil on that. So I didn't call Lashon going back, I mean Chayzer something going back. You're going back to do what? To make for that which you already made for already. No. That's not true. So, but that because the only thing you made for what the Baal, the Baal's portion. So what's Lashon of Chayzer? Lachitani Chayzer Mishum Shekvar Hefer Chelka Mashav Chayzer Umefer Chelka Shalbal. He's now going back to address the second half. But that's enough. Main Tzorach. She asked the Yefer Chelak Atzmai, Shilukim and the Iyu Lemeis, Avagav the Mitz Lebal, Lebal the Hafora Da'ab. That's the price he said. Amram Nasir. Hanan the Risham, the Ksabri Yachal Ha'av the Hafor Bechia Gavna, the father could be Mefer. The forest Chelak Shabal, the Chud Sagi, but he always does the Mefer the Baal's portion. Mishim the Hafora Da'ab, Kim the Lemeis, Loi Iptolay, Iptolay. Late because the father's afar is not possible. That's Misham. He cannot do that. Even if he would not just be made for the chelk of the bow, but redo the whole afora, it won't work either. And the reason is because Mishum the Beishamai Megas Gaius. So the Mor is now saying that, the thought process is the Kron the Beishamai, it's Megas Gaius. So each one does a half of the netter quantitatively. See, he did half, his half. It doesn't affect the other half at all. So if the Baal's portion, which the Baal did not hear about it, and so it's still a strong untouched netter, so that can go over to the Rishus of the Av, and the father can be made for afterwards. That's Kron de Beishama. Because the father did weakens the whole netter. So it affects everything. Therefore, Beis Hillel says you cannot transfer it back to the father. The kiyum of the Av, Kata Isay, different than the cases before where when the person dies, the hafara is bottled. Over here, the father is alive. So hafara diday loy bottled. Vakati nidra beklishusta koi. The netter remains weakened. Therefore, became the kolish dechelko shabal the motzi made for av. Therefore, the father cannot, as it were, receive it back and be made for it. Now, if after the Misa of the Arusa, she didn't do an Erusin to somebody else the same day that the husband died. So the new Oris can step in and take over the shutras on the netter. Fine. And then it was the High Shemaita. This is the pshat in the whole sugya. The Sampan Daitin Iluye, which we can you can feel you can rely on it. Shilin Rabban Tzuba Mili Dalai Nahiri Labriri Lon Blachashina Lemitlevino. See a lot of things which they wrote, which is not clear and not correct, and therefore we did not feel necessary to mention them. So Ron just wrote his simple, short explanation. Now, in the case which he just mentioned, with the case of the second orders, I'm not sure whether Ron says the Baba Yoim in that case. The scenario over there, the Mishnah says later on that you need Baba Yoim, is some case where one of them had heard about it and it had not been made for yet. Um, So if he hears about the next day, he did hakama. But over here, the father did hafora. The father did his part. He was made for it. And now she's nisaris to. So the din is the instructor was just to the av. So the father was mefer, then the husband dies. It's an instructor was just to the av, and now she gets nisar. But he hasn't. It has to be b'yom because he right. It has to be b'yom. I got it.
He has to respond.
Because since now it's the four is back in his court. If she's not nisaris but b'yom to somebody else, he has to be made for him. He wasn't made for him, so then the next guy is irrelevant because he was made for both portions for the b'shama. Right. Let me say you can't do that. It's an interesting question. Well, no. So then, no. It's still not good. What I'm trying to understand. So, scenario number one: the father's mefer. The Baal dies. So we say the father can get the rishus back, and he can be mefer. Obviously, since the father's mefer, and he already heard about it. When he gets it back, he still has to get it back in the context of that day.
You see that day.
Otherwise, he can't be made for the second half.
When you see that day, are you referring to the day that he heard about it or the day that the Baal died?
The day they heard about it.
So the Baal dies on a different day, but had not heard about it, that father cannot be made for the Baal's party.
That's what it seems to be. Even though the Baal can be made for on a later date, and the father's taking back the reshus of the Baal, but since for him it's no longer B'yom Shamo, he doesn't have power before him.
So it's not renewed.
It doesn't renew.
Where do we see that? What's the?
So that's where the Ram stresses Baba Yom. Once.
But those two words don't indicate which day Baba Yom is. Could be the day of Misr, could be the day of Shemir.
So he's going back in this case over here of Behafer Shama via Behafer law. Well, Hiska Baal the Shema Chemes. So if Boba Yom on that day she was Nisaris to somebody else, so the second or is to be Mefer with Shutras of the Baal, of the Av.
So if Boba Yom, one would think might be the day of the first harvest.
Yeah, well, that's irrelevant.
As opposed to the day of the Shmir.
Say, but why should that make it? Why should that be necessary? The day of the Misa of the Oris.
I'm assuming the language supports it. That it's necessary. The language, so.
I mean, that it's going to happen to be true as well, but that's not the reason why we have the problem, because we have a problem of a Shmiya, which is going. The Shmiya is going to end, or the Karech HaFora, which comes to the Shmiya, is going to end by the end of the day.
We could have said, who's Shmiya? The father hears. He's made for at least one day passes. The bar
dies,
had not had time to hear, right? Had not heard.
Right.
Dies. And we could have said at that point that his father died with him. But we don't say that. We say instead, if on that same day, she then has access to another person, then that person sees the father in the first place. and that extends until such time as he hears, and then he has that day to be made.
Right, I understand, but there's
so the yom there seems to be tied to the yom to the mitzvah.
I understand, but that's to be irrelevant. Why would the leaving aside the Shmi of the father, the next Oris takes over any Nadorim that she has. An Oris to make her betrothment. So, why does he need after that he should be in his Oris on the same day as when the first husband died?
I was under the impression that was the language.
Right, I'm true. I'm saying, but the reason why that's true is because otherwise you have a problem. Imagine there'd be no problem until the father of Yom Shmir. So the father is Mefer. Now the husband died, so the father can be Mefer the second half if he wants to.
Who dies? The husband.
The husband dies. So the father is Mefer. And now, so if everything goes to Shura and nobody dies on this, the husband hears about it 5 days later and he's Mefer. The fact that it's a 5-day gap doesn't bother us. Now the netter is Mefer. Good. So it means the Baal's Kach before continues after the day of the Shmi of the father.
They're independent.
Right. Now we say no, but the Baal dies. Okay, so there's a Dinnis Roik, they're back to the Av. So if there be no problem with Yom Shomo, so now the father can be made for the Baal's portion 5 days later.
Can you say that again, please?
If there's no problem of Yom Shomo,
yes.
I mean, it's not on the father's part. The father takes over the power of the Baal, which the Baal had a power before even to this day. So now the father can be made for the Baal's portion. The father wasn't made for the Baal's portion, and now instead she desires to somebody else. So now they become shutvin, and the Oris can be made for Mekhajman, so he's made for. Right? So everything is good. So why do I need that the second Oris should take over B'yom Shemo Mitzad, the getting the Kayach of the Baal? He doesn't need to be the same day. The Oris then is Nisaris 5 days after that. Fine. The only problem is because on the father's end, there's a Yom Shemot problem. Right? The problem is not so the Oris comes in and says, "Well, I'm here. I'm now the second Oris. I'm ready to take over." He says, "Yeah, but it's too late because there's a Yom Shemo on the father's part which made it that, and the father got the Karech HaBafora in between. So you came on the scene. The father had the Karech HaBafora of the first Baal. Well, the father didn't do anything with it, so that made a Hakama. So the problem isn't that the Oris can't take over the shus.
So going with that, then we would say that to remove the second Oris from the scenario entirely, the father hears, the state passes, the Baal either hears or doesn't hear,
and the Baal dies.
And we would say that there's no book because we have the Yom Shmi of the Shmi.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just looking for the two to work together.
Yeah. But the Torah gave the person the power of Chor B'Yom Shema. So even though there's a din of Nisroik there B'Shus from the Baal back to the father, and okay, number one, B'Yom Shema. Number two, the two partners do not have to hear on the same day. So the father can hear on Sunday and be Mefer. The Baal hears about it on Wednesday and he's Mefer. And the netter is Mufer. Right? Now, there's a din of Nisroik there B'Shus. So the father hears about it on Sunday and he's Mefer. And then on Wednesday, the Baal hears about the Baal dies. The Baal hasn't heard about it yet. So, Kurdim Shammai, the father takes over the Baal's portion. It can be made for. Right? Kurdim Shammai, the father can't it can't be made from that situation. According to Bishami, the father could. But there's a problem. The Torah only gave the father the shush to be made for Yom Shamo, which was Sunday. It's too late. Even though now he's come to be made for not his own rishus, but the rishus of the Baal, which the Baal could be made for on Wednesday, but the Mice is not Yom Shemo for the father. That's what I'm understanding it. Okay.
Which is then tied to this day, therefore he could be, that box is still there, the rest of the day could be made.
Correct. Or the third option is, even if that's true, he's getting back to Rishus of the Baal, and is he made for, as it were, as if he's standing B'mochim of the Baal, but there's a separate Tanai called Yom Shemo, which he hasn't fulfilled.
So then occurs what the father is making in the shifting situation. Can he make it to should this happen, I am made there now.
I don't think so.
What?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Why?
Because retroactively, right now he doesn't really have, he has no rishus over that board. So he can't make a tanai in it.
So to speak, there's no mama for him to make a words anyways. There's no
mamash is not a good word. It's not really mamash a good word.
There's nothing there.
Right. Yeah. There's nothing there.